I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. There's a new group in Michigan trying to bring attention to gun violence. Cindy recently spoke with Dr. Jerry Walden, a family practice physician who was named Family Physician of the Year by the Michigan Academy of Family Practice, and Dr. Andy Zweifler, an internist and an emeritus professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan Medical School. They're part of Physicians for the Prevention of Gun Violence.
I'm interested in what spurred you, Dr. Walden, to create this group, Physicians for Prevention of Gun Violence.
Andy and I first got involved when the Virginia Tech disaster happened in 2007. There were, I think, 32 young students that got killed during that public health crisis and disaster. And we thought about what we should do and where was the physician voice, and started to question and see if we could get involved locally in making a change.
And truly, since the Virginia Tech campus shooting, there has been no shortage of one
after another. The next time it was Tucson, and we re-involved ourselves after Tucson and Gabby Giffords shooting.
And Dr. Zweifler, with this group, what is it you're trying to do? I mean, in the sense of giving Michigan's physicians a place to speak out?
We saw it as an important educational job, but ultimately leading to some kinds of actions as a group rather than an individual voice from one or two of us.
And the idea that physicians have a perspective that few of us have as far as the results of gun violence, and you see the deaths, you see the wounded.
Absolutely.
In fact, so, I'm interested, was there a case or a patient that really you encountered in your careers that really hammered this home for you?
For me personally, yes. I lost a 15-year-old. Her name was Tamara Stewart, and Tamara died, I think, in 1995. She was just innocently at a backyard barbecue, and some guys started shooting, and she, you know, fell and died as a result of a stray bullet. I also have another patient who's spent 30 years in prison and is in prison at this time because his girlfriend used a gun to rob a woman, and she died, and he's in prison without parole. So these people are very close to me, and it was a very personal attack to see them have these results.
As we all saw in the national conversations after Sandy Hook, there were so many political twists and turns that came up as the conversation centered on gun violence and gun control. And you say on your website that you're trying to take a consumer safety and a public health approach to gun violence. Andy, what does that mean?
The immediate kind of response is, well, let's punish the perpetrators. Let's get tough with those who have committed these acts and don't really get at the roots of the problem. The roots of the problem, I think, when you look at it, are much deeper. And you also have to look at all of the, for instance, the distribution of gun violence and how it happens. For instance, something like 30,000 gun deaths per year in the United States, two-thirds of them are suicides. And one-third are homicides.
And this figure is eight times the figure for Western Europe, which has the same amount of people. So it's most things in medicine, if it's 5% or 10% or even 30%, we say, oh, my gosh, we ought to intervene. But
right,
this is eight times. We're the only outlier that's anywhere close to this, which is one of the reasons. And it's really too many guns. We went from 200 million to 300 million in a space of 15 years from 1994 to 2005. We added 100 million guns. So we've got too many guns and too weak laws, and the combination makes us eight times more likely to have a gun death. And it's not that we're more violent. Most of us think that we're mm-hmm. a violent country, but we're equally violent to all the other European countries on all kinds of bases of studies and burglaries, all kinds of other crimes are equal.
So how can organizing physicians, as you're doing with this group, Physicians for the Prevention of Gun Violence, What can you do to really cut down on gun violence and make a real difference in Michigan?
We first of all need to have a voice, because gun deaths are equal to automobile deaths, are equal to flu. They're the two major other epidemics that we are looking at currently. So it's a huge opportunity for physicians to get involved. So if we have a voice, which mostly there hasn't been a real good physician voice, and if we can start to affect legislation, if we can start to affect how guns are distributed, that you can't buy an infinite number of guns at one time as you currently can in Michigan, that you have better laws, and if we start to maybe affect the producers, the guns can be personalized so that only one person can fire them, can be made a lot safer, and we can also make guns traceable so that if you shoot somebody with your gun, you can tell who's by marking, micro-marking the bullets. There's a lot of things that can happen. We have to look and see what opportunities are. Right now, the opportunities are mostly to organize. So we're looking for other physicians to join us. We have a website. We have our organization is ppgv.org. So we want other doctors around the state to get on board.
Well, also, I'd like to add to that. There are other things physicians can do in their practice. Mm-hmm. Suicide prevention is a big one. The three things that I keep emphasizing when I have an opportunity to talk to docs is if there's a depressed person that you're dealing with, family needs to know, and that person needs to know that a gun in the house is not a good idea. And it's similarly when there is intimate partner violence going on. The evidence is very clear that if there's a gun around, there's a real possibility that the battered person is going to get shot and maybe killed. So again, in that situation, the doctor has an opportunity to bring that subject up and see if they can get guns out of the house in that situation.
Can I just jump in there? And I'm curious with HEPA laws, what they are, and the, I mean, the privacy concerns where we're not even allowed to let our signatures be seen as we're signing in the office. Mm-hmm. Can you, as a physician, when this situation presents itself, go to the police and say, I think we've got a problem here? Are you allowed
No, I don't think you can go to the police. Jerry, yeah. You might want to comment on that. Personally, I'd say in the case of such as the Sandy Hook situation,
yes,
where there is a person who looks like they are a potential for being a violent person and killing people with a gun, then I think there is a responsibility of the doc. And I'd say a responsibility that's a legal responsibility.
Can you take this public health approach that you're advocating for gun violence, and can that coexist with people's desires to exercise their Second Amendment rights to own guns?
Yes, I think so. It's we're looking at this as a public health issue. If we make guns as safe as they can be, and we would certainly hope that both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, are get involved, because both sides have kids and want to protect them. So we need to just make these guns as safe as possible, make them limited to one owner being able to fire it. Try to limit the amount, the use of the guns. It's absolutely the safest not to have a gun in your house. The studies have shown that it's, you know, you're 2 to 3 times at least more likely to get to shoot a family member. But if you're going to do it, make it safe. Lock it up. Keep it controlled, and personalize it. So that it's your gun and you're the only one that's going to shoot it.
And I think I hear you saying don't hesitate to share concerns. It makes one wonder when we talk about Sandy Hook that if people in that orbit of Adam Lanza's family, whether it was a physician,
yes,
another family member had spoken out and had tried. I don't know if the word whistleblowing is right. Some might say it is whistleblowing.
I think it's having that voice, and any kind of it's whistleblowing, it's It's standing up. It's speaking out. We have to do better, and you know, especially because those are all precious children and great teachers that died. We can't lose people just every day like we are right now.
The group is Physicians for the Prevention of Gun Violence, active throughout Michigan. Their website is ppgv.org. And again, as you say, you are looking for physicians, physician assistants, medical professionals to on board.
Yes.
Dr. Jerry Walden, Dr. Andy Zweifler, the co-founders of Physicians for the Prevention of Gun Violence. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.